Rain transforms not just landscapes, but our very emotions. From gentle pitter-patter lulling us to sleep to dramatic downpours sending us scrambling for shelter, precipitation has shaped human civilization in profound ways we rarely consider. What makes rain particularly relevant today is how it connects our ancestral relationship with precipitation to modern climate challenges. As we face increasingly erratic weather patterns, understanding rain's role in human development provides crucial context for environmental decisions. From ancient religious rituals to modern infrastructure planning, rain remains the most intimate way we experience climate, the celestial water connecting us all through a cycle as old as Earth itself. Rain began violently on our planet. Earth started 4.6 billion years ago as a molten inferno reaching 8,000 degrees Celsius. During this hellish Hadean era, meteorites carried water locked inside their minerals that released as vapor upon impact. Eventually, as our planet cooled, this accumulated vapor condensed, the skies darkened with impossibly heavy clouds, and a primeval downpour lasting thousands of years filled the first oceans. What makes Earth exceptional isn't that we had water. Mars and Venus were also born wet. What's remarkable is that Earth maintained the perfect balance, while Venus became too hot and Mars too cold to sustain liquid water. This equilibrium created conditions for life and eventually human civilization. In northwest India and Pakistan, the ancient world's largest early civilization lies buried in sand. Excavations at Harappa and Mohenjo-Daro revealed an advanced culture thriving on monsoon rains. About 4,000 years ago, these sophisticated cities were abandoned when rainfall patterns shifted dramatically, leading to a two-century drought. During this same period, civilizations in China, Egypt, and Mesopotamia also collapsed. In Mesopotamia, a 300-year drought forced the abandonment of three-quarters of settlements. Sites like Tell Leilon show complete abandonment, with no human activity for centuries, only dust remains. The Little Ice Age brought unprecedented rainfall to medieval Europe, with the 1300s proving especially devastating. Relentless storms and floods triggered the Great Famine, killing roughly 3 million people. The Black Death followed a similar pattern of extreme weather, severe floods followed by intense drought. Witch persecutions peaked during this era, with 50,000 executions across Europe. Many were accused of weather manipulation, reflecting society's deep weather anxiety when survival was precarious. Judge Robert Three-Legged Willie Williamson, a renowned Texas lawyer despite his paralyzed leg, became the region's trusted rain prayer leader. During droughts, he'd pray for bounteous rain that will make corn ears shake hands across the row, rather than mere drizzles. Historians link monotheism's origins to agricultural societies in arid regions seeking rainfall, while polytheistic faiths often flourished in monsoon regions. Desert environments inspired concepts of divine creation from nothing, while rainforest abundance led to cyclical theological views. In Hinduism, the Ganges River holds sacred status for its billion followers. Krishna, dark as a storm cloud, was born during a powerful storm. Monsoon festivals like Ambubachi celebrate rain's life-giving force, with devotees seeking cloth believed to contain the power of monsoons and fertility. The Great Flood narrative appears across ancient cultures, from Mesopotamia's Gilgamesh to Hindu tales of Brahma warning Manu, revealing rain's profound influence on humanity's core creation and destruction myths. A devastating 1703 London storm that killed thousands inspired Daniel Defoe to create the first modern weather report and work of journalism, The Storm, through meticulous documentation and eyewitness accounts. Rain science began with ancient Greeks challenging Zeus's authority over rainfall. Korea led systematic measurement under King Sejong's 15th-century initiative to distribute rain gauges nationwide. European progress lagged due to fears of witchcraft accusations, forcing scientists like Torricelli, who invented the barometer in 1643, to work in secrecy. Many meteorologists trace their careers to early weather experiences. George James Simons, who became the father of British rainfall, began observing weather during 1850s London droughts and established Britain's first rain gauge network by age 21. Despite modern technology, Doppler radar, satellites, and supercomputers, rain remains stubbornly unpredictable. While forecasting has improved dramatically, rain still defies pure data analysis, with human meteorologists improving forecast accuracy by 25% over computers alone. In 1615, native Mexicans were documented creating rainproof garments from tree sap, yet Europeans lagged centuries behind in waterproofing technology. Charles McIntosh's 1822 breakthrough came from dissolving rubber in naphtha, a coal gas byproduct, creating the first McIntosh raincoat by sandwiching the solution between fabric layers. Europeans initially scorned umbrellas until Jonas Hanway normalized them through 30 years of defiant use despite ridicule. Daniel Defoe's Robinson Crusoe further popularized them, featuring a goatskin umbrella described as the most necessary thing after the protagonist's gun. Japanese wagasa, paper and bamboo umbrellas waterproofed with lacquer, demonstrated remarkable durability. In Gifu City, these umbrellas supported a specialized craft economy, requiring up to 16 artisans per piece. Mary Anderson revolutionized driving safety in 1903 with the first manual windshield wiper. After observing drivers reaching outside to clear their windscreens, she designed a rubber blade on a spring-loaded arm operated from inside, though initially deemed too distracting for drivers. In June 1954, Sylvia Mowday witnessed thousands of tiny frogs falling from the sky during a rainstorm in England. Such bizarre precipitation has occurred throughout history. Eugene Willis Gudger of the American Museum of Natural History verified 71 cases of fish rain from 300 AD to the 1920s. Charles Hoy Fort became the leading authority on strange rain phenomena. After abandoning science fiction writing, he published The Book of the Damned in 1919, having collected 60,000 newspaper accounts of unusual rains from New York and London archives. Rain absorbs the elements it encounters in the atmosphere. After Hiroshima and Nagasaki, black radioactive rain fell for hours, proving fatal to thirsty children who drank it. Acid rain, discovered in 1852 by Robert Angus Smith, went largely unnoticed until the 1960s when it devastated Germany's Black Forest, killing a third of its fir trees within 10 years. While regulations have reduced acid rain in North America and Europe, it continues to worsen in other regions. In 2013, Colorado witnessed climate change's paradox, severe drought in the southeast, while the northern Front Range faced devastating floods. 8 days of continuous rain transformed Boulder's creeks into raging rivers, shattering all previous rainfall records. As Earth warms, increased atmospheric water vapor leads to more intense precipitation in wet regions, while dry areas become more arid. Scientists increasingly link these extreme weather events to human-induced climate change. Even Cherrapunji, India, holder of the world record for annual rainfall at 1,042 inches, now faces water shortages. Locals remember childhoods of persistent rain lasting weeks, contrasting with today's pattern of intense downpours followed by dry spells. Our relationship with rain grows more complex as climate change intensifies. Understanding this relationship, from ancient times to present, provides crucial insights for adaptation and resilience as precipitation patterns continue to shape our future.